Hello and welcome back once again to another installment of Verse by Verse Bible Teaching. My name is Matthew, and along with my wife Victoria, we own and operate The Wash and Word. And these Bible teachings are just they're the reason The Wash and Word exists. We have opened up this hand car washing business as a way to earn the funds to keep this ministry going. Like Paul, we want to work hard, making tents, as it were, to support this ministry. We use this Wash and Word business as a way to get the Word of God out there in a verse-by-verse format. And we do it by putting it on the radio station. We're on WMCH, 1260 AM, Monday through Friday at 8:30. Also, you can come by the Wash and Word, the physical building. Right now, we're located at Highway 11W in the Powell Shopping Center in Church Hill, Tennessee. And there, you can tune to 107.1 FM. And we play these messages on a loop throughout the day during business hours. And they broadcast on a small radio transmitter, which basically goes out into the parking lot. So while you're waiting to get your car washed, you can hear these messages and just be fed the Word of God. Because let's face it, friends, we need more of the Word of God. And that's why we started this business, because we want the Word of God out there. We looked around and we says, the world doesn't need another church. It needs more of the Word of God. And that is what we did. We put this business together with the Word of God and in a verse-by-verse format. We pray that these teachings encourage you and, most importantly, strengthen you for the days that lay ahead. So let's get back into it. Chapter 13, we looked at the first five verses. Jesus is just now with his disciples in the upper room. And the Gospel of John spends a really good amount of time in the upper room and experience and all the things that go on up there. And he's just taken off his clothes. He's put on servant's attire. And while the disciples were busy arguing about who's going to be seated next to him on his right or his left in the kingdom of heaven, and the betrayer Judas is sitting there at the table, and the denier Peter is sitting there, Jesus doesn't care about any of that stuff right now. He doesn't think about it. He washes the feet of his betrayer, of his denier, and of those who are seeking other gain rather than godly gain. And all that put aside, because Jesus did not come, as we read in chapter 12, verse 47, he didn't come to judge the world the first time. That'll come the next time. He came to bring grace and to bring mercy. And that is what his focus is on here and now. And no matter what we do in our lives, we are not going to alter the plan and the will of God. And no matter what this world is doing, and no matter how askew the thinking is and how messed up the moral compass of most people, of governments, and even of churches are, God is still right on perfect course of his will. There's no doubt our government needs a lot of work. And, there's this globalist mentality, that's spearheading the world today. We have constant flux in our stock markets and, but all these things that are going on, the unity of religion is advancing. The one world currency, as the dollar is falling. I mean, everything is going what looks like in the opposite direction of God. But just remember, it is going perfectly according to plan. And so I would say to you silly globalists, don't think you're winning. You are only perfectly aligning yourself with what God has in mind in this world. And just as Satan would say, I've got Judas, and Judas is my inside man. He's gonna mess up this whole plan of Jesus. And, just as the Romans hated the Jews and the Jews hated Jesus, we see that this persecution is mounting and the cross is coming closer and closer to Jesus. And all that is doing is affirming that everything is going according to plan. You cannot alter the will of God and the plan of God, no matter what you or anything in this world is trying to do. All you can do is further the kingdom of Christ. So let's get back to our washing. Jesus is showing the full extent of the mercy of God and the full extent of the gospel by washing his disciples' feet. And when it comes to God's plan, everyone is included, including people like Judas and people like Peter. So he gets to Peter, and we see, verse 6, now I'll pick it up here. He came to Simon Peter, who said to him, "Lord, are you going to wash my feet?" Jesus replied, "You do not realize now what I am doing, but later you will understand." "No," said Peter, "you shall never wash my feet." Jesus answered, "Unless I wash you, you have no part with me." "Then, Lord," Simon Peter replied, "not just my feet, but my hands and my head as well." Jesus answered, "A person who has had a bath needs only to wash his feet. His whole body is clean, and you are clean, though not every one of you." For he knew who was going to betray him, and that was why he said, "Not everyone was clean." Let's stop right there for a second. You know, I've asked people before, I've heard people say, when they were asked the question, "Are you saved?" And I've gotten this response more than once, and it's kind of troubling. They'll say something like, "Yeah, I've prayed that prayer several times." And you know, when you hear a response like that, it makes you think, you know, something's not right there, because it's not a several times kind of prayer. Yeah, you can recommit yourself, but the prayer of salvation is a one-time done deal. And getting back to our scripture we just read, the washing of the feet, we talked about this in the last message, it was customary. When a traveler or a visitor would come, the servant would wash their feet. And the reason they wouldn't give them a whole bath is because basically they were mostly clean, but their feet, you see, back then they wore sandals and they traveled on dirt roads. And so when you walked in, your feet were really, really dirty, especially in compared to the rest of your body. And that is why many times they would come in, they would just wash their feet as a customary thing to do. And Peter knew that he wanted Jesus, but he was in a washing machine kind of an emotion. And by that, I mean he was kind of going back and forth and not quite understanding what Jesus was trying to do. And so when Jesus explained it to him, he was like, "Oh, okay, okay. So then I want you to do all of me, you know?" And then Jesus is like, "Well, no, I don't need to do all of you. I just need to do your feet." And then Peter's like, "Oh, okay, then just my feet." You know, and you know, one of the best parts of being a Christian is, well, it's being a Christian. I am a Christian. I don't have to ask to be one. I don't have to work to be one. I don't have to do anything to be a Christian. I am a Christian by virtue of my faith in Christ. And you and I, as Christians, we don't need a full washing. Remember the song that's we've sung many times in our churches, "What can wash away my sin? Nothing but the blood of Jesus." But though I am fully cleaned by the regeneration of my heart through the blood of Christ, man, oh man, do I sometimes still know how to sin. I still know how to think horrible and evil thoughts. I mean, what do you want me to pretend that I'm different than you? Listen, we all struggle with these kind of things. Listen, Christians, the only thing that makes us different than the world is the Holy Spirit. You know, we're still people. We still have a human nature. We're still messed up, but we don't need to be saved over and over again. And you know, are you saved? Yeah, I've said that prayer many times. You don't need to say the prayer many, many times. You don't have to ask to be saved after you sin once you're saved. Do you understand what I'm saying? It's not about getting your entire body washed again. We are washed completely inside and out. We are a new creation at the moment of salvation. And so we don't need a whole body washing as Peter asked for. We just need our feet to be cleansed, because even though we're Christians, even though we're led by the Holy Spirit, I hope, we are still living in a fallen world with a fallen nature that we struggle and fight with daily. And so you and I will still continue to sin. So we don't need a full body washing. We don't need to be saved again. We just need our feet washed on those times where we realize we have stumbled. 1 John 1:9 puts it perfectly. It says, "If we confess our sins, he is faithful and just to forgive us of our sins and purify us from all unrighteousness." So there is a place for confession after salvation for the sins you still commit. But it's a feet washing confession, not a body washing confession. Does that make sense? You know, you and I, we're just sinners saved by grace. We're on an expedition, a discovery, as it were, as we travel through God's Word together. Peter was clean. He was forgiven. He was saved. But he, like us, needed a foot wash. So how about you today? Maybe it's time to get your feet washed. Sure, you're saved, but you've gotten kind of dirty walking through this world recently. And so it's time to say, Lord, wash my feet. I confess my sins to you. This stinking thinking of my mind, the dirty words of my mouth, and the stupid workings of my hands, I confess them to you, and I need my feet washed, O Father. Picking it up in verse 12, we read, When he had finished washing their feet, he put on his clothes and returned to his place. Do you understand what I have done for you? He asked them. You call me teacher and Lord, and rightly so, for that is what I am. And now that I, your Lord and teacher, have washed your feet, you also should wash one another's feet. I have set you an example that you should do as I have done for you. I tell you the truth, no servant is greater than his master, nor is a messenger greater than the one who sent him. And now that you know these things, you will be blessed if you do them. And so we'll stop right there, but I'm going to read 17 one more time. Now that you know these things, you will be blessed if you do them. How many of you know that the blessings of God are conditional? That's right. Not the salvation, not the forgiveness, but the blessings of God are conditional. And now, that is not to say that he does not bless you when we are completely undeserving, because we're always undeserving of God's blessing. He does bless us, even in those times. But so much of God's blessing is dependent upon you. And that's important to remember, because a lot of us are walking around wondering, where is the hand of God? Where is the blessings of God? Why does everything in my life seem upside down? I've said yes to Christ, and on we go. But listen, this is why the feet washing part of our Christian walk is so important. We are probably carrying around a lot of stuff that is hindering the blessings of the conditional blessings of God. Deuteronomy 28 says, the Lord will establish you as his holy people, as he promised you on oath, and here it is, if you keep the commands of the Lord of your God and walk in his ways. John 15:5 says, if a man remains in me and I in him, he will bear much fruit. These are conditional promises that God has given forward about his blessings. John 15:10 says, if you obey my commands, you will remain in my love. And Revelation 3:3 says, remember therefore what you have received and heard, obey it and repent. But if you do not wake up, I will come like a thief, and you will not know what time I will come to you. You see, Jesus at this moment in time, he's about to expose his betrayer. There's going to be light and darkness presented at the same time right here in this upper room experience. And today, friends, I want you to know that God wants to bless you. If you're a father out there, don't you want to give good things to your children? But you must activate his blessings through obedience. And it's not a works-based doctrine that I'm teaching here, because you can't work for your salvation. That's a free gift. But after salvation, we do the things that Jesus showed us to do. We serve the world the way Jesus served his disciples. The Church of Jesus Christ has seemed to make obedience a suggestion these days. They kind of make doing the servanthood of Christ an add-on. You know, if you feel like serving, if you're available to come out and help, that is not what God has told us in his word. It is a command to serve him, and it's a command that brings with it blessings. God is holy, and he is worthy to be praised, and he is worthy to be worshiped, and he is worthy to be obeyed. So what part of you needs to be washed today? Is it all of you? Are you an unbeliever that needs the full blood of Christ's washing? Is it just your feet that needs to be washed because you've walked through the world a little bit lately and not adhered to the things of God? Maybe your mouth needs to be washed because of the things that come out of it. And maybe your attitude needs to be washed. Maybe your callous heart. Whatever it is, today is the day that you can go to the Lord, confess those things, get forgiveness, and see what God has in store for you. Because God will not pour new wine into an old wineskin. That's it for today. You have a blessed day, and go to washandword.com if you have any questions. Have a blessed day.